Hello and welcome to another edition of What Comes Naturally with Ranger Jim. And we're at Paxton Pitts Nature Reserve, at least for the start of the programme today. And it's a very hot day, one of the hottest days of the year so far. We're just about on the summer solstice and it's baking and it's bone dry. The dragonflies don't seem to mind. I've got a Norfolk hawker flying past me, an emperor, southern hawker, all sorts of things flying about. But butterflies, it's just a bit too hot and dry, really. But that's what we've come to look at. I'm in the meadow, which is about to be cut for hay in the next couple of weeks. So this is the last chance. I know my favourite hay meadow is being cut this week. And so all the flowers will have gone from there. Grassland butterflies must be quite used to these hot, dry conditions. They're used to being out in the open, and there's ringlets flying around me now, looking black from a distance, but fluttering, never stopping really, land on the grass for a minute. I tried to follow one and it went right down into the bottom of the plants and disappeared on me. I presume it was just getting out the sun for a minute. And meadow browns, those are out at the moment as well. Every time I stop to take a picture of one of these butterflies, it moves. And I thought at first it was me that was disturbing them, but actually they really don't get on with each other. So as soon as a butterfly settles in a nice sunny spot, it gets bumped off by another one. Not to mention the dragonflies that also bump them off, and hornets, and even the odd house sparrow will have a go at them as well, which I've heard this morning. I heard a click and I looked around. It was like somebody cocking a gun, and it was a house sparrow that had just snapped a damselfly off the top of one of the bramble bushes. Yesterday evening, to escape the heat of the day, we didn't go out until quite late and went into Brampton Wood, my local wood. And that's interesting because you've got all the woodland butterflies there that are quite happy in the shade. Quite a different bunch of butterflies to the ones we always see at Paxton Pitts. I'd gone to Brampton Wood because it's one of the best places in the country to see black hairstreak, a little butterfly with a very particular habitat requirements, so it's really quite rare, and it's almost black on the top, but on the underside it's got like scribbled writing. There's several kinds. There's the brown hairstreak, black hairstreak, purple hairstreak, green hairstreak, and my favourite, the white letter hairstreak, which I saw at a place called Bedford Purlieus last year. So these things are all around, but their seasons are quite short, and this is the best week normally to go to Brampton Wood and see black hairstreaks. But they were early this year and they're just about over. I'm probably going to be lucky to see one this year. But I'll keep trying. The thing about Brampton Wood was that it was felled almost completely in the Second World War in order to make a rifle range for practice. And so all of the trees pretty much are the same age. But up the main drive, a row of oak trees were just left. And those have matured beautifully, and those are great places to sit in the shade and look for butterflies. I know another forest with a similar history. I went to Uganda on a conference, a trip really, to organise some bird counts there. And it was a fantastic location right up on the Rwandan border, pretty way out there. And it's a forest that is full of chimpanzees. And the reason it's popular with chimpanzees is, like Brampton Wood, it was all felled, but this time for timber, probably in the time of Idi Amin. So the timber was all felled, except they left one avenue for the tourists to come and look at the butterflies. And that avenue is called the Royal Mile. And it is fantastic. There were butterflies as big as your hand all over the place. Loads of birds, because the place is full of fruit, because all the trees are young and producing fruit there at that right age. So masses of fruit, and masses of fruit brings masses of monkeys, particularly colobus monkeys, but lots of smaller monkeys as well. And that brings in the animals that prey on the monkeys too. One of the things that preys on them is crowned eagles, and they are enormous, picking monkeys out of the treetops. And the chimpanzees will also take monkeys. Frugivorous birds that eat the fruit, are numerous as well. I've never seen so many hornbills. And every evening the hornbills would fly back from the forest to a very strange plantation on a hill that's a New Zealand pine. Not native at all. But the great thing is, the hornbills would roost in there because they're safe from predators that would normally climb the trees after them, because these pines are very prickly. So really interesting place. And really, and quite comparable to Brampton Wood in some ways. So at Brampton Wood, the main feature is a big royal drive, if you like, a wide open drive which has the sun on one side of it in the morning and on the other side in the afternoon. You had your grassland butterflies like ringlets and meadow browns out in the open, and then patrolling the edge of the wood were the most fantastic silver wash fritillary butterflies. It's a big, bright orange butterfly, one of our largest butterflies, with brown spots that look nearly black on the top. And then when it folds its wings underneath, it's got some pale greeny patches. But the most striking thing is, and it's why it's called silver wash fritillary, it actually has silver lines on it. I have a beautiful butterfly book for the pocket, it's called, that's illustrated using real silver paint. Fantastic. You're not having it. I suspect that most of them have been cut up and used as pictures for the wall, to be honest. Next month, July, I think the best thing to do is probably sit under a buddleia tree and just wait to see what comes. And you'll get most of the big butterflies, the peacocks, the red admirals, the brimstones, and if you're lucky, painted ladies. Painted ladies come up from Africa, but some years we hardly get any. This year looks like being quite good, so look out for those any time now. And also coming with these butterflies, we get hummingbird hawk moths, and those are really good around the buddleia, but I think the best plant, if you've got it in your garden, is red valerian. Anyway, come with me. We'll go to another spot. I'll sit in the shade a bit and see if I can find you some more butterflies at Paxton Pits. I've reached the shelter of the trees at the edge of the meadow. It's just too hot to stay out there. There's just a tiny breeze going through the poplar trees here. These are very aspen-like ones. The leaves are shaking away above my head. You might just hear them hissing. I really haven't seen any more butterflies on my way across the meadow, just lots and lots of the same ones. They're grumpy things, aren't they? I mean, I'm watching them. Every time there's a pair, they have a fight or a chase, and they seem to be mostly in twos at the moment. I've never really thought about butterflies being such grumpy things. As soon as I got to the shade, I found a four-spotted chaser, scarce chaser, a few more dragonflies flying about, and I'm hoping to find a few more butterflies. Something I did notice on all the brambles along here, there are huge spider's webs, and these are funnel webs. They're like a tent with a hole in the middle, sometimes as big as a supermarket plastic bag that we used to get from the supermarkets, draped among the brambles. And this is a spider that sits in its tunnel that it's woven itself and waits until the web trembles, and then it comes out and grabs quite large prey, it's quite a big spider, and drags them into the hole and wraps them up in silk. That's a good spider to see, nice big one, easy to see, really hard to photograph. I've tried focusing down the tunnel of the web and trying to tease the spider out by tickling the web with a piece of grass. Didn't work. I think it's just too hot. So what I'm looking for in the wood here, I'll just walk you up the ramp and we'll have a look, is speckled wood butterfly, because that is really a shade-loving butterfly. You'd never find it out in the meadow, except on the dullest of days. So I'll just clomp up the ramp and see if we can get into the wood a bit more. And they should be patrolling up and down the ride, because what they like to do is each male will take up a territory and will guard a patch of sunlight against all comers. Again, another stroppy male. And beat up any other speckled wood that he doesn't mate with anyway, that comes into his patch. So I'll see if I can find one for you. One place I'm absolutely sure to find butterflies is here along the allotments that border one of our lakes. And there, sure enough, is a big white butterfly fluttering by in amongst all the beans and peas and the fruit. And probably the bane of every gardener here is a cabbage white. In fact, I see a lovely little plot of cabbage, and it's full of holes. So this isn't the first cabbage white to visit them. I still haven't found you a speckled wood, but I found another lovely comma butterfly fluttering about near the ivy in the shade. And it just shows how hot it is. A fly that's called a noon fly. It looks like a bee. It's like a housefly coloured like a bee, if you like, quite big. That doesn't seem to mind the heat at all, and that's feeding along the hedgerow here in the shade. But still, there's quite a lot of insects about, loads of hoverflies and quite a few bees, and we might go and look at those at the end of this, but I'm still intent on finding you a speckled wood. I'm in a leafy tunnel now, beautiful green light, almost a roof over my head of leaves, and the pigeons are sheltering here on the ground, dust bathing, I think, chiff-chaff singing, blackcap singing. Really nice. Not a butterfly in sight. So we know they're here. Where are they? Why can't we find them? And the answer is that they're probably hanging upside down underneath a leaf somewhere with their wings folded. And nearly all these butterflies are pretty well camouflaged underneath. When they're warming up in the morning, they'll sit out in the open with their wings open to gather the heat. But when they're hot like this, they want to turn themselves side on to the breeze, perhaps, and just have the wings folded up. Certainly not the flat side of the wing pointing towards the sun. So that's why we can't find them. They're there, but they're hiding. Well, this bears out everything I've been telling you. I've finally found what I was looking for. A woodland butterfly, a speckled wood for you to see. But you can't see it because I haven't got the camera, and I can't see it because it's on the ground. The ground is brown, it's got its wings folded up, and it's turned away from me so that it keeps the edge of its wings towards me. So every time I move, it turns around. I think it actually might be getting a drink. It's the ground where it is just slightly darker than the other. Yeah, it's got up now and flown around. Slightly darker than the ground around it, so it might be just a bit damp. This sort of place you might find baby toads as well. On my way to this butterfly, which took some finding, I saw one more butterfly, which was a green-veined white, which is the commonest small white butterfly that we get through the summer. Well, I've got one of those cunning plans now, and instead of plodding around the reserve, working up a good old sweat, I'm going to go and find a big bunch of flowers, I know where to go, and just see what comes to them. Mad dogs and Englishmen, they say, go out in the midday sun, and that's just what I've done. I've wandered all over the reserve. I've seen quite a lot of nice insects, quite a few butterflies, but not as many as I'd hoped. But now I've come to a gravelly area, which is absolutely covered in viper's bugloss, a bright blue, looks a bit like lavender from a distance. Lots of flowers on it, little red spots, blue flowers, green hairy leaves, sticking up like spikes. It's almost like an American prairie here. And in between them, the yellow, they look like little buttercups, but they're not. It's a little plant called cinquefoil, little creeping yellow cinquefoil. So yellow, little dots of yellow flowers, and then these spikes of purple being visited by lots of insects. And the bramble around them, I've seen all the species except speckled wood that I've seen during my walk, all right here without having to move. Conveniently, there's a seat, as there always is at Paxton Pits, somewhere to sit down and have a look. So I'm sitting down and watching the viper's bugloss, watching for butterflies, and all I'm seeing is bees on the bugloss, but lots of different kinds of bees. I'm going to finish now with the viper's bugloss, except to say it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I've just seen a barn owl flying about. On the hottest of days of the year, why is it doing that? Bright sunlight steaming down. I have a theory. I think it's too blooming hot in that nest box of his and he's decided to stretch his wings and get cooler. So that was just a really nice bonus at the end of the afternoon. Now my job now is to clean the toilets, so I think I'm going to leave you to it. Say ta-ra until next time. I have no idea what we'll talk about, but it's cheerio from Paxton Pits and cheerio from what comes naturally.